Alice Cooper has been called the godfather of shock rock. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer's career now spans over five decades, and his raucous performance art macabre show remains a smash hit as he and his band continue to tour worldwide to sold-out audiences. But the 69-year-old remains close to his roots here in the Valley. A graduate of Phoenix's Cortez High School and Glendale Community College, he continues to give back to the community where he spent his formative years and continues to live. Cooper is getting ready to host his 16th annual Christmas Pudding Concert, with proceeds benefiting his Solid Rock Teen Center, which offers kids free music, dance, and vocational programs. The concert takes place at the Celebrity Theater December 9th and also features former Judas Priest frontman Rob Halford and rock and blues legend Edgar Winter. Also performing will be the winners of this year's Proof is in the Pudding Musical Talent Search, billed as the Valley's own version of American Idol. I spoke with Alice recently about the concert, the cause, and the music that makes him synonymous with Arizona. Well, so many things to ask you. First of all, let's talk about the 16th annual Christmas Pudding fundraising event. You love this event. It's a very Valley event. It involves local bands, youngsters, and charity.
You know, the Solid Rock organization, we've been around 20 years now, and we've got our Solid Rock, the Rock it's called, 30,000 square feet. Any teenager can come in and learn any instrument or dance or, you know, really it's a place where teens can come and get out of the street world. And a lot of these kids, you know, are born into gangs. A lot of these kids are born into really, really bad places. And this basically changes their outlook on what they're going to do the rest of their lives. I tell them, I said, a band is a gang. It's just nobody shooting at you.
Yeah, and what's neat about this is that you have this event, which is this year taking place on December 9th at the Celebrity Theater, and
right.
You audition these young bands that, you have to be under 25, most of them are Arizona-based, and they get to perform at this function with rock stars like you and Slash and Rob Halford. I mean, that's got to be amazing.
It really is. It's the one thing that they look forward to. Is, I mean, these are young, you know, garage bands, just like we were when we were their age, and you know, except that if they win, there's like a single person, and then there's also the band thing, and they get to open the show, you know, which is pretty amazing because they're opening for like you said, Slash is going to be there, Rob Halford, Filter, Edgar Winter, Ace Frehley's band's going to be there. And you know, it's going to be a night of all headliners, plus this young band that won. So it gives them a taste of what it's like to be in the big time, you know. And that is to encourage them. I want them to feel what it feels like to be up there in front of the audience, you know, and to own that stage.
You are pretty synonymous with the rock scene here in Arizona. You travel around the world, obviously. You've played all different kinds of venues. When you come back to Arizona, what is the musical identity that we have here that you are familiar with that maybe your music has been influenced by?
Well, you know, there's a thing about every city has a kind of sound. You know, Seattle has a sound. And Detroit has a sound. And Phoenix, there's a little bit of, you know, when you look at like Roger Klein of the Peacemakers, that's a pure Arizona band. You know, that they got a little bit of Texas, Tex-Mex going on there, along with punk, along with new wave, along with hard rock. It's all kind of mixed in together. My son's band, Co-op, is the same kind of thing. They're really a hard rock band, but they call it desert rock. You know, and it's really based really on hard rock, but what flavor is it? You know, there's always a flavor that comes along with each city. Mm-hmm. And I think Arizona's got just that little bit of Tex-Mex kind of feel to it.
You know, you have never been known as a performer that mixes politics or too much social commentary besides maybe some teen angst mix in with your music.
But yeah.
Is that something that you've consciously done? And do you ever feel the need to change that, or as you get older, think about it differently?
You know, I feel that we are bombarded all day with, you know, propaganda, left, right, up, down, over and out. My job, if you come to see Alice Cooper for an hour and a half or 90 minutes or whatever it's going to be that night, I'm taking you away from that. My idea is to give you a relief from politics, to give you a relief from what's going on in the world right now, because there's a lot of bad news, you know. I mean, there's a lot of good news too, but bad news sells. So that's what you hear all the time is bad news. And I said, well, when you come to see Alice Cooper, I'm not going to bring up what's going on around the world. You know, you have to hear that all day. So when you come to see Alice Cooper, I take you away. I want you to go into Alice land for a long time, for, you know, 90 minutes. And really, that's what I provide. So I'm not political, you know. And if it's something that's going on in the world that I think is funny or can be made fun of on some level, or can shine a different light on it, then I'll go with that, you know. But you've got to remember that anything that you come to see an Alice Cooper show, you're in fantasy land.
That is Valley rock legend Alice Cooper, and there is a second part to the interview, which we'll hear on a future show. We'll discuss his faith, his image, and how his music still defines the rock scene here in Arizona 50 years later. And again, his annual Christmas Pudding Concert fundraiser is December 9th at the Celebrity Theater in Phoenix.